We have Gray Gunderson in here and a little edited version of the gray area because I have just been itching to do this at some point, but our schedule the last couple of weeks has not worked out. And I've got a pack of 1993 Kmart unopened baseball superstars cards that cost $1.97 back in 1993, which seems a bit excessive. But we're not going to go through these cards today, Gray. But what I want to do is I literally have lost sleep over this in the past week. It says on the bottom of the pack, what does it say right on the bottom there?
33 super gloss photo cards with bubble gum.
With bubble gum. I am just itching to see what bubble gum after 31 years in a package. It was horrible to start with. It was a flat piece of cardboard you could hardly even blow a bubble with it.
I feel like card collectors probably have bad words for people who open 30-year-old decks of cards and just ignore the cards for the bubble gum.
Oh, I've had a peek at the cards through other sources, but Gray, as we speak, this would be a great time to be on the YouTube channel, too late, but he's going to rip off the cellophane off this Kmart 1993 pack of baseball superstars. It doesn't smell like gum at all, does it?
Well, it doesn't smell like anything. I'm comparing, that was a before and after sniff. I'm going to see if opening the 30-year-old cellophane reveals anything.
Okay,
the nose.
The cellophane will come off, and then maybe we'll give another little whiff to see if there is a whiff still of bubble gum somewhere. I'm just curious to see what the preservatives that are in this bubble gum, if they keep it intact. Now, people know that the old packs of cards had a rectangular stick of gum in it that was you had to salivate and work on for quite a while to make it feel like anything close to a piece of gum once you got it in your mouth.
More designed as a field ration?
It really was designed as a field ration.
All right, let's see.
That the cellophane is, excuse me, is off. You don't have to be gentle with it. They're really not worth a whole lot of money.
No, but I wanted to. I feel like I should be, especially now that now that its jacket is off.
The plastic wrap is off. And the top of the pack of cards is being... this isn't one of those where it's the paper. It's a cardboard box card of cards. And
the close observer will notice that the bottom flap where the barcode is located has a very... Oh, yeah, that's dust. I bet you that's bubblegum dust.
Oh, a little dust coming out of the side.
Am I opening the box, Joel?
Yep, you are opening the box.
All right, we are opening the box.
We'll save another time to actually talk about the cards that are in there. I'm more interested about the status of the gum.
Now, I will say, we discussed, I think it was last week, that I was surprised to think that 33 cards would fit in here. That's definitely 33 cards sitting there, but I'm thinking the gum is what's in front here.
All right.
See if I can...
tipping it upside down and wiggling it.
Giving it a little shimmy.
Cards are coming out a little bit. Is there any semblance of gum at all?
Nope. This is the exciting new publication. This is the advertisement for a collector's magazine.
Okay. All right. We send in that
I'm wondering
in later.
If the gum is beneath the cards.
Did it completely disintegrate? Is there anything left in there at all?
But dust. So
just
here,
one remnant would just make me so happy.
I'm thinking if I just kind of give a little half shimmy. I don't want to look at anybody here.
All right.
I see a name.
All right, so the cards are out of the box.
Oh, I see the gum.
We're looking
Joel.
In the box. The box is the gum has been located. The gum has been located inside of the box. It appears to be sticking. Some adhesion.
All right, update.
Moisture
Joel.
Has caused the gum to stick to the inside of the box.
I think we can determine that chewing gum has an adhesive quality.
It has a little bit. So the gum has been unadhesed from the box, and it comes out intact.
It is.
It comes out intact, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable.
I'm holding a pink rectangle, folks, and I will describe it as unappetizing. It is the same pink as the erasers you used as a kid that you thought looked like gum. Newsflash, the gum also looks like the erasers.
Probably 2 inches long by a half inch
wide, maybe
rectangular.
I'm thinking about an eighth of an inch thick with a brown spot on one end. I'm gonna hand it off to Joel.
I just want to feel it. Oh, it is as crispy as I ever thought it would be.
I bet you if you tried to crumble it, it would let you.
And it's got, now my eyes aren't real good, but it appears to be keeping its intended pink view. There doesn't seem to be any mold or anything like that going on with it. It seems to be all right.
Well,
right?
It's visually, this is, it's not scary to look at the way that 30-year-old food could certainly be, and many, many shorter-lived foods would be to look at. I think this might be more scary because it looks so benign after 30 years.
What unsuspecting young news director could we get to pop that in their mouth at some point this week to actually see if it'll turn into gum?
I'll tell you what. I'm kind of tempted to do Joel, is something destructive. I kind of want to see what flavor of breaking in half this thing has. Like, is it going to snap? Is it going to kind of bend?
I think it's going to snap.
You think it's going to snap? Do we want to find out?
I don't have a problem with snapping.
All right.
So let's do the snap, because I think originally it would have snapped on the first day it was made.
Let's see what we get. I'm going to see if I can get the sound over microphone. Here we go. Oh, that was that.
A slight, very slight crunch.
Certainly a click, and we've got some very crisp-looking edges. I think every piece of sugar, which is the whole constituent of the gum, is crystallized. I am so curious in a way that I don't find healthy.
So my belief when that gum was a part of PAX back in the 80s and 90s, that if we had a nuclear war, that only certain things like cockroaches and stuff would survive, that gum would survive. The theory is still legitimate right now, because that gum, it doesn't look any worse than it did, I don't think, if you would have opened it up the day that it went on the shelf at Kmart.
So if you grab a bunch of these collector's editions, take the gum out of them, pack it in a lead box with some of that desiccant, that silica gel do not eat packets, throw some of those in there too. I mean, you've basically, like, you've created something that is immune to the ravages of time, I think.
Yes.
Throw a nuke at it, doesn't matter. You still got gum, man. So in that simple way, we can preserve part of what makes America brilliant, chewing gum.
I want to know the ingredients now of that gum. I want to know what exactly went into it to preserve it for over 30 years.
You know, I doubt there's any nutrition facts anywhere. Yeah, no, nothing anywhere. This is a free agent, an unknown quantity. We have to believe this is gum, Joel, because we have no nutrition fact label to tell us.
Well, anyone who grew up in the era of packs of bubble gum that came with the hard rectangular stick of gum that was just almost you couldn't eat it.
Unpronounceable.
You couldn't eat it. Right away, fresh out of the pack, we have confirmed that over 30 years later, the same stick of gum does stay intact and is just as useless as it was 30 years ago in that original pack that you bought at the 7-Eleven for 50 cents.
I kind of want to water it and see what it grows into.
I kind of want you to do that. And we'll do that we'll do that. This would have been a great time for YouTube, Joel, but just, you know, good timing on that. Let's do our, if there's anybody left listening, let's do our snowball throwdown showdown. We're going to give away a $25 gift certificate, hopefully to you. Caller number 5. You're going to get a chance to play, but call the studio line at 715-744-1006, 744-1006. We'll throw some snowballs next.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
There's still plenty of winter left to enjoy in the Northwoods. Bader Sports Center is your outdoor recreation headquarters. Bader's has the augers, jig rods, and tip-ups you need to catch your next fish fry or even your next trophy. Keep warm anywhere with premium wool clothing and lacrosse boots. There's still time to hunt small game this winter, but only if you stop at Bader's. They've got rifles, shotguns, ammo, and the know-how to prepare you fast. Bader's can handle licenses, too. Find what gets you outdoors at Bader's Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
All right, let's do it. Let's see if we can give away some gift certificates here. Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Who do we have on the line with us? Hello? Hello? Hang on. I put him on hold. There you are. Who do I have on the line with us?
Yeah, Bob.
How you doing today, Bob?
Not too bad, you?
All right, we're cold. Freezing our tuchuses off, but we're all right. All right, Bob, we're going to spin the wheel here to see what we're playing for, first of all. So here we go. Here is the spin of the... Hang on just a second here. We got a new sound effect thing. Let me try this one more time. There we go. All right, Bob. $25 to John's 3 mile corner there, sir. All right. Now, well, your job is to, at the count of 3, 2, 1, say go. We're going to let the snowball machine fly and see if you can't do it. You ever play baseball when you were younger there, Bob?
Yeah.
Good pitcher, shortstop. What were you there?
Mostly catcher.
Catcher. All right. Good arm throwing down to second. Medium arm. Were people stealing on you? What happened there?
They got their fair share. Let's say
okay.
that.
All right. So we're going 50-50 here, whether this is going to happen. All right. All right. Here we go. You tell me when. 3, 2, 1. You tell me when to let her fly.
Let her rip.
All right. Here we go.
Don't stand there. Do something.
What?
Hey, there you go.
Son of a nut trap.
Hey, Bob, you got her.
One more good throw there.
Hey, you had one left in you. Someone tried. They stumbled a little bit out of first base, and you nailed them at second. You got them, Bob. Bob, congratulations to you. You got yourself a $25 gift certificate to John's 3 Mile Corner to have some nice food there. Thank you for playing along.
Thank you.
There you bet, Bob. Look at Bob go. So our snowball throwdown showdown. Gray will continue that this afternoon, again, after 2 o'clock. I've noticed, Gray, with our new system here of doing this, it involves a lot of buttons and maneuverability, and there's not much room for error.
Oh, after I did it yesterday, I looked at Rachel. I was like, yeah, I hit all the buttons right.
I didn't yesterday. But, Bob, you got yourself $25. Gray will play again coming up this afternoon. All right. Are we going to absorb this thing in water? Are we going to do that? Are we going to wait? Why don't we wait for Shopping Show tomorrow?
Ooh, all right. Good idea.
Or
good
not
idea.
Shopping Show, Reality Radio tomorrow.
That's a good idea. I think that give us some time. We'll come up with better ideas because we've got compulsions. And those are fun, but ideas, those are the beauty.
All right, more and the stick of gum, the 30-year-old stick of gum from the baseball pack to come tomorrow on Reality Radio. I know you got it on your calendar already.
We're
I know
accepting
you
ideas.
From
Texas
Texas
ideas.
A testimonial of sorts.